None of the Queen Mother's other advisors would have dared to question her judgment. But Trista and Terran Zell, and Jedi Knight Zek too, now that he and Terran were a couple, were members of something called the Lorelian Court. Alana suspected that the Lorelian Court was an ultra-secret unit of Haven Security, but she knew only three things about the organization for sure. First, she was forbidden to mention its existence, even to her grandparents. Second, she could trust anyone who flashed the secret face code. And third, she would be introduced to that court on her 18th birthday. When the Queen Mother did not immediately reply, Trista said,
"Majesty, Four Wings is half the Task Force's fighter complement, and those 12 J's are older than we are."
"Those 12 J's are being flown by Sith pilots,"
Tenel Kar said.
"Until we understand their capabilities, I want to err on the side of caution."
The tone of command in the Queen Mother's voice was unmistakable.
"Four Wings it is."
Trista inclined her head, but made no move to leave.
"I also have a message from Lady Maluri."
Tenel Kar gave a weary sigh.
"Must I?"
"I'm afraid so," Trista said. "She asked me to relay her concern that risking Haven lives to protect Jedi younglings is a flagrant misuse of royal authority."
Tenel Kar rolled her eyes.
"Please remind Lady Maluri that the Sith attempted to assassinate her queen," she said. "Inform her that if she is not willing to punish such an affront to Haven sovereignty, then I will replace her with someone who is."
"With pleasure, cousin."
Trista bowed and started to withdraw, but Tenel Kar raised a finger to stop her.
"And see that this is the last time Lady Maluri needs to be warned about the astonishing lack of affection she displays for her queen,"
Tenel Kar added.
"Tell her I threw something."
Trista smiled.
"I'll make the situation clear, Majesty."
Tenel Kar nodded, and Trista departed. After she was out of earshot, Alana caught her mother's eye.
"You're risking a lot to help Grandma and Grandpa evacuate the Jedi Academy," she said. "Lady Maluri can't be the only noble who doesn't like helping the Jedi."
Her mother thought for a moment, then nodded.
"Yes, that's correct. I am risking a lot. My life, and probably even yours."
She looked out the observation bubble again.
"And what reason would I have for taking a risk like that? What is the only reason I would risk your life?"
Alana did not need to ponder the answer. It had been drilled into her since she was old enough to remember the phrase.
"To protect the realm."
"That's right,"
her mother said.
"Had the Sith succeeded in their assassination attempt on me, there would have been a war of succession. A war that you're not ready to fight."
"I know,"
Alana said. Sometimes it seemed like her life was just one long lesson. But she always did her best to pay attention, because she knew that someday, trillions of lives would depend on her decisions.
"And while our people were fighting one another, the realm would have been an easy target for outsiders."
"For the Sith,"
her mother corrected.
"Whether Lady Maluri and her friends care to admit it or not, the Lost Tribe's already making war on us. All I'm doing now is lining up allies."
"And nobody is a better ally than the Jedi,"
Alana agreed. She turned back toward the cloud-swaddled planet hanging beyond the transperisteel.
"Which is really good, because the Jedi are our friends. And Grandpa always says that you have to stick by your friends, no matter what."
"Your grandfather is very wise,"
her mother agreed.
"And he's right. Even if the Sith hadn't attacked me, we would have found..."